Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to bring you some of the finest in mainstream jazz. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We'll have a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back with an approximate second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. So we hope you'll enjoy the sounds we're going to have for you tonight. Tonight we're going to do installment two of highlighting the trumpet artistry of jazz trumpeter Donald Byrd. Donald Byrd came out of Detroit as a young man around 1954 and immediately was caught on as a major jazz artist on trumpet. We'll kick the highlight session on Donald Byrd off with one of his earliest outings on record, and that was cut on a small independent label in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1955 on a transition label, which went through many hands and eventually ended up in the Blue Note catalog and was reissued on CD. And in this particular track, we've got Donald Byrd, of course, on trumpet, the ever-swinging giant of the tenor sax, Hank Mobley, Horace Silver on piano, Dud Watkins on bass, Art Blakey and drums. They were all part of the Jazz Messengers around that time. And this is a tune that was written by a great pianist, arranger, composer, and it has remained a standard all down through the years, written by Matt Dennis, called Everything Happens to Me.
Thank you.
Standard by Matt Devens, Everything Happens to Me. Of course, that was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax. So what's up next, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with a tribute because we recently lost a very unique jazz artist. Annie Ross was one-third of the vocal trio, Lambert, Henriksen, Ross, and they were very popular in the late 1950s and all through the 1960s. After the group broke up, Annie continued on her own, doing club dates with various instrumental groups and doing record dates. She had a unique style all her own, not much vibrato, and often just a shade off-key. It was always intriguing to me. This selection will illustrate that. It's from an LP entitled Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan, released on the World Pacific label. And in addition to Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, she's accompanied by Art Farmer on trumpet, Bill Crow on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. They're going to do a Harry Warren, Mac Gordon tune entitled This Is Always.
This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. Yes, it's love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string around my heart. So how can I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this is always. Thank you.
Annie Ross doing the Mack Gordon Harry Warren tune, This Is Always, backed by Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, Bill Crow on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. That was from a World Pacific LP released in 1959 entitled Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan. Thank you, Annie, for all the enjoyment you brought us.
Next up, we're going to highlight the trumpet artistry of Donald Byrd from a Blue Note album. He cut many, many albums on the Blue Note label over the years. And this one was cut in 1967, January of 67, as a matter of fact, entitled Blackjack. And along with Donald Byrd, we have Sonny Red. His real name was Sylvester Kiner, but everybody called him Sonny Red, and that's how his name was on a lot of the albums. Hank Mobley's back on tenor sax. We heard Hank in the first album, first track tonight. Cedar Walton on piano, Walter Booker on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. And this is a little thing that was written by Sylvester Kiner, also known as Sonny Red, called Beale Street. Thank you. It was a board fade, not here in the studio. That was in the recording studio. But that was a neat little backbeat, kind of a rockish type version of a composition written by Sylvester Kiner called Beale Street. And, of course, there's Donald Byrd there on trumpet. The credits on the CD say that was alto sax of Sonny Red. Of course, the composer of that song was Sylvester Kiner, and that was his alias. Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Walter Brooker on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. So that was something called Beale Street. Obviously, a street named in New Orleans. Okay, Al, what do you think we should do next?
Next, we'll hear from Flip Phillips from a Verve LP entitled Flip Wales. The group he heads here is interesting because it includes the original Oscar Peterson trio with the addition of Buddy Rich. We have Flip on tenor sax, along with Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. They're going to do a Con Conrad, Russell Robinson, Sam Lewis, and Joe Young tune, which was written in 1920, and then around 1927 was made famous by the likes of Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trumbauer. Let's listen to Singin' the Blues. That was a rather relaxed version, comparatively speaking, of Singin' the Blues, with Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1994 entitled Flip Whales.
Here's Donald Byrd, our trumpet highlight artist of the week, from another Blue Note album that was recorded in May of 67 called Slow Drag. And back in the studio with Donald is Sylvester Kiner, also known as Sonny Red on alto sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Walter Booker on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. And this is another composition by Sonny Red called Jelly Roll. that was another little studio board fade on that Blue Note album cut by Donald Byrd, our spotlight artist, called Slow Drag. And that was kind of a boppish line with a little rockish backbeat there. It was a nice little swinger written by the alto sax man on that track, Sunny Red. And some fine rhythm section work there by Cedar Walton on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. So what's next on the agenda, Dr. Al?
Next we'll hear from the Oscar Peterson Trio again. This time it's with Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. This is from a Verve LP entitled Night Train, and they're going to do a tune written by Milt Jackson entitled Bag's Groove. Thank you. That was Bag's Groove, a tune written by Milt Jackson and featuring Oscar Peterson on piano there, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. It's from a Verve LP released in 1962 entitled Night Train.
Next is a Blue Note album cut by trumpet man Donald Byrd in May of 59 called Byrd in Hand. And at this time, Donald brings into the studio a little larger ensemble. He's got Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Great rhythm section. And this is something written by the piano player Walter Davis called Bronze Dance.
Mm-hmm.
from the Blue Note album by Donald Byrd, Bird in Hand. That was a nice little composition written by the piano player on that ensemble, Walter Davis Jr., called Bronze Dance. And in that front line on the reeds, we had Charlie Rouse on tenor sax and Pepper Adams on baritone sax, fine rhythm section, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on drums. So what's going to be our next piece de resistance, Al?
Well, we'll hear from Al Cohen and Bob Brookmeyer next. This is from a choral LP entitled The Al Cohen Quintet. Features Al on tenor sax, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Mose Allison on piano, Kenny Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulous on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Cecil Mack, Lou Brown, and Ford Dabney entitled Shine. Shine, featuring Al Cohen on tenor sax, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Mose Allison on piano, Kenny Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulous on drums. That was from a choral LP released in 1957 entitled The Al Cohen Quintet.
Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lankos, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Cohen's. We try to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from about 8 to 10. So I hope you make it a habit of joining us. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back for approximately another hour. Right after the news, we're going to close it out with Donald Byrd's Blue Note album, Byrd in Flight. It has Donald Byrd on trumpet and Jackie McLean on alto sax doing a composition by the piano player Duke Pearson called My Girl Cheryl.